Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I would say the protest in Hollywood with the women.
.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now at 7:45 on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Dr. Jeff Collier takes the oath as Kansas' 47th governor.
Two.
Train carrying dozens of Republican lawmakers collides with a garbage truck in Virginia, killing the truck driver.
One.
Kansas Congressman Dr. Roger Marshall helps with the injured after that crash. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And right now here in Wichita, the gasoline price is still $2.45 a gallon. Haven't seen movement on those gasoline prices here in Wichita for a week now. So $2.45 a gallon still out there. Got some slow traffic right now on K96 westbound, starting about Hillside and going over towards the North Junction. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny, breezy, and cooler today with a high of 36 degrees. Mostly clear and cold tonight. The overnight low 16. Friday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 42. Now partly cloudy, 33 degrees, and we've got a north wind at 13 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And Michael Ryder has been approved to receive a $360 per week in unemployment benefits from the state of Michigan. He had been approved, that is, until the state found out that Ryder is a German Shepherd, owned by attorney Michael Haddock on the other side of the state in Saugatuck.
Bad lawyer.
Haddock got a benefits letter addressed to Michael Ryder from Michigan's Unemployment Insurance Agency. Haddock contacted the agency about the letter. The agency says its computer system sent the letter, but that the claim was later flagged as suspicious and denied.
Since once they found out that the recipient of that check was drinking out of the toilet.
Yeah. So apparently the attorney there either was up to no good and decided to fess up in a hurry or and take his medicine. I can't imagine most attorneys would do anything that silly just for $360 a week.
Something's wrong.
When they get about $360 an hour, why would they do that and risk their license? I don't know. 7:48, Steve and Ted. U.S. productivity edged down at a 0.1% rate in the fourth quarter, the weakest showing in nearly 2 years, and further evidence of the struggles the country is having boosting worker efficiency. Labor Department said the fourth quarter decline followed a much stronger 2.7% gain in the third quarter. Okay. Labor costs increased at a 2% rate in the fourth quarter after two decades of declines. So what's going on there? Why are people not producing quite as much, Ted? Of course, that was again during the Christmas season, probably.
People are busy doing other stuff.
Yeah. But here's a positive report saying a business conditions index for 9 Midwest and Plain states, including Kansas, slipped over the past month, but still pointed to continuing improvement in regional economic conditions. So this is the Mid-America Business Conditions Index out of Creighton University, Ernie Goss's thing that he does every month.
Mm-hmm.
And the index was 57.3 in January. And that's down a little bit from 59 in December, but the November figure was 57.2. Manufacturing and other business sectors in the region are adding jobs at a solid pace, says Ernie Goss. That's good news. Survey results are compiled into a collection of indexes ranging from 0 to 100, and any score above 50 suggests growth in that factor. Score below that suggests decline. And, of course, the survey always includes Kansas and Oklahoma. So although it took a little dip, it's still a positive report, Ted. Stock indexes ended the day slightly higher Wednesday after overcoming brief stumble in the afternoon. The dip came after the Federal Reserve released its latest statement on interest rates policy and the economy. Fed held off on raising interest rates. S&P 500 rose a point. Dow climbed 72. NASDAQ rose 9.
So the Fed didn't raise interest rates, but stocks still went down?
The dip
came after the announcement that they weren't raising interest rates.
But they still close in a positive area. Okay. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted. And we've got a story about some layoffs for a local company. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, sources tell the Wichita Business Journal more employees have been laid off at SNT Media. Acting CEO Gary O'Borny had said there were about 36 people still working at the struggling company that is facing lawsuits and possible bankruptcy. Three sources who are either current or former employees, tell the Business Journal that more than 10 people were let go Wednesday. Messages for O'Borny not immediately returned. A Wichita event rental business has a new owner. Melissa Hennen is the sole owner of Ray Event and Tent Rental. She's been running the business for the past 4 years, and she bought out owner Eddie Frederick. Hennen says not much will change about the business other than the ownership title. The business is near 31st Street South and Hillside. And Textron announced Wednesday its aviation division sold 58 Cessna Citation business jets in the fourth quarter. And that helped push the Wichita airplane maker to increase deliveries for the year. The company finished 2017 with 180 deliveries, an increase of 2 over 2016. The total of 86 aircraft King Airs delivered, or Beechcraft King Airs delivered, I should say, were 21 less than the previous year. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
A few minutes ago, we were talking, Bill, about a survey. What was it, General Mills, Ted? It said that the favorite Super Bowl snack in Kansas is dill pickle soup. And now I was thinking maybe you're from Kansas City. Maybe you've heard of that. We've never heard of dill pickle soup here. But
I have never heard of that, no.
Now, do you have a favorite Super Bowl snack? I mean, it's coming up this Sunday, you know.
Well, it's hard to beat that Rotel, you know, nacho cheese dip.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Yeah, I heard you talking about those cocktail weenies, too.
Yeah. I'm getting hungry here. Today is
sweet and sour sauce there.
Today is car insurance day. Now, it can compete for romance with Valentine's Day.
Right.
It can inspire the joy of Christmas. It's almost impossible to find an appropriate costume. But if you, if you got car insurance and you got a good agent and you appreciate him or her, then today is car insurance day. Yeah. Personally, I've had the same agent, I'm going to say, for more than 40 years.
Wow.
If there's ever a problem with my
customer
insurance,
loyalty there, yeah.
This guy is there ready to help me out.
Good deal.
How about that?
Very nice.
He's like a good neighbor, huh?
Yes, he is. He's a very good neighbor. Down on Rose Hill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I appreciate Dwayne. He's done a lot. I was thinking about car insurance. When I was a kid, driving my dad's car, I turned 16 before everybody else in my class, and said, well, I'm going to start driving. Got my license, and away I went.
Right.
And had about, three collisions in 6 months. I don't know how my dad ever put up with that.
Yeah, no kidding.
He finally said, that's it. You're going into driver's ed. And I went to driver's ed, and believe it or not, those people made a pretty decent driver out of me. I've done well.
All right.
How about you, Ted? Do you ever have any wrecks when you were growing up?
No, not really.
Yeah, well. And up there in Kansas City, I know that Bill was behaving himself. He always has, right?
My dad put old tires around my 65 Mustang to make sure I didn't bump into anything. It's like a boat,
Like the bumper car. Dock. Yeah, the bumper cars out of Joyland. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. No, I didn't have any, accidents
good
when I was a teenager.
Well, I misnegotiated the drive-through lane at Dairy Queen with the station wagon once.
Oh, that's too bad.
It wasn't too bad.
All right. Well, I did know. I was thinking about this the other day. I was talking to somebody, and I was married. I had a child and another one on the way. And all of a sudden, my insurance bill came to me, and it had dropped like 90% or something. I turned 25, and young males.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still use that formula.
I think,
but they just until you're 25, they just charge the heck out of you, which is a real good idea. All right, guys. It's National Car Insurance Day. So appreciate your agent. Thank you, Bill. 7:55, Steve and Ted. We've got an exciting 8 o'clock hour planned for you this morning with Steve and Ted. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, another pair of tickets to James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt. Also in the 8 o'clock hour, Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland will be with us to talk a little bit more about that train crash.
Okay.
Yep. And we'll have a little bit of listener talk back for you.
Excellent.
That's it. You download the free KNSS app from the App Store, then leave a comment by going to menu and click talk back. And we're going to play these on the air in the 8 o'clock hour. All of that coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.